Hello there, I'm Julian Fleischer. And here at the Naked American Songbook, we are all about sharing. Not necessarily the things you're usually sharing, such as weddings and graduations, dinners and dogs, although we do love pictures of dogs. Here we're into sharing what, how, and why we love the songs that shaped us into who we are today. Over the years, I've asked quite a few people to share those songs with me, and recently I've been asking people to share their songs and their stories. And we do that in a studio with microphones and all that. Oh, and we're naked, that's important too. So dim the light, sweet darling. Let's get naked. The smash CBS television series The Good Wife is ending soon. You may already know that. You may already be sitting Shiva. But how much do you know about the cabaret star behind the tough-talking Eli Gold? Well, Alan Cumming is a guest of mine on season 2 of the Naked American Songbook, which is currently in production, okay? And he and I had a most illuminating chat about his musical roots. In this petite preview, however, you may be able to hear that I had a bit of a cold as spring was just springing. In fact, Alan Cumming came concerned about my dry skin.
With the heat in all these buildings in the winter, and this is the weird time because it's spring, but the heat's still on for winter, and it's just boiling, and it's dry, and you just will be like a flaky old pastry if you don't moisturize.
This is true, although my heat is different from most heats.
Is it?
I have a gas heater that I have to activate myself.
Oh, that's good.
So it's a little less horrifying, but I'm on the outer corner of a building, and I have bus stops on both sides of me, so the filth is just constantly coming into the building. I don't know why we're talking about this, because it's more fun to talk about real estate in New York than really anything
filth.
Else.
Let's talk about more filth.
Okay, let's talk about...
me.
My guest today on the Naked American Songbook, the luminous Mr. Alan Cumming.
Luminescent.
Well, your skin does look great. How do you do that?
It's so funny. The ladies in The Good Wife are always going on about it. I don't know. I drink a lot of water.
Do you get like a facial?
Not very often.
Occasionally.
Okay, once in a while, but not like, I wash my face with stuff every night, you know, like I put moisturizer on a lot.
Uh-huh. Do you think there's a difference between cheap moisturizer and expensive moisturizer?
No, I really don't.
Either do I.
I think there's a difference in cleaning things, face wash. But I just lather anything that's around. Like in hotels, I just put the body lotion on my face. Just, I mean, as long as it's lubricated.
I'll drink to that. So here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they a gas? Rushing to their classes in optical art. Wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day. Another $1,000. A matinee, a pinter play, perhaps a piece of Mahler's. I'll drink to that. And one for Mahler. I mean, why not? Here's to the girls who play wife. Aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of life just to keep in touch. The ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools. Aren't they a gem? I'll drink to them. Let's all drink to them.
My guest, the luminous Mr. Alan Cumming.
Hi.
On his recent record release,
yes.
Sappy Songs.
Alan Cumming sings Sappy Songs live at the Cafe Carlyle, to be the full title.
Please, let's be correct about it. That's amazing. Not every gentleman in the world could get away with singing that tune.
At the Cafe Carlyle as well.
Yeah.
And Balls of Steel.
Yes. Say yes. Life keeps happening every day, say yes. When opportunity comes your way, you can't start wondering what to say. You'll never win if you never play, say yes. Christmas, there's mink and marigold right outside. Long white Cadillacs you can ride.
Isn't that gorgeous? That's Fred Ebb and John Kander, the authors of that song, singing it. I just love that. So beautiful.
It's so charming.
And just like, oh, just say it, just do it. Yeah. I'm very much a yes person.
You can imagine that they had Liza in mind when they wrote that.
Oh, totally. Oh, there are millions of things for Liza. And actually, you know, when Liza does it, it's a mammoth big. It's actually lovely to hear it in a sort of simple
yes.
way like that, because my first, that's what I love about, you know, getting to know a song and going back to a song that you think of in a certain way, then you suddenly hear it in a different way and it opens itself up to you.
Yes, that's what the standard songbook is so good for, revisiting.
Yeah, yeah.
Reimagining, learning new things from them. I don't know if I've ever heard Liza do it. I must have heard her do it.
Yes, I can. Yes, yeah. I will. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Oh, you're good at that.
It's on Liza with a Z.
Oh, so I have.
Yeah,
heard.
Yeah.
When opportunity comes your way, you can't start wondering what to say. You'll never win if you never play. Say yes.
I love Liza Minnelli to the moon and back. I think she's just the most lovely, lovely person. I mean, it's another crazy thing that I would end up, you know, performing with her. You know, I met her because of Cabaret, and we just became friends and sort of, we made a record, we recorded a song together in like 2001 rather, for this album of Christmas songs.
I really can't stay.
Liza, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Liza, it's cold outside.
Oh, this evening has been.
Been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like
a sister will.
Oh, I did a thing with her shortly after I met her. I did the Kennedy Center Honours when Kander and Ebb were being honoured. And
right.
So I worked with Liza, and she had the job of trying to teach me how to do that shoulder dance thing for New York, which, you know, to like move like her.
Yeah.
Didn't go well. And she was like trying to, you just put your shoulder down, honey. And then eventually she just went, oh, just do it your own way. Because I couldn't get it. And then we made that thing and record. And over the years, we just, you know, stayed friends. And then we did this. It was my friend Daniel Nardiccio. You know him too. He's a producer and club nightlife promoter. Was doing these things out in Fire Island, these concert things. And he asked me to do one. And I was like, sure. And then he said, would you mind having someone as a guest? And I was like, sure. Because frankly, I have to perform less and sooner in the bar. And then he said, it's Liza. And I was like, holy crap. So Liza came to
Fire Island
to Cherry Grove as well, not to the Pines, you know. And it was sort of like a papal visit. It really was. I mean, it was sort of like one of these, like, she was in this boat, you know, arriving on the ferry, and it was all these other little boats following. And I said, when I talk about it in my show, it's like a papal visit if you can imagine the Catholic Church being full of homosexuals.
Well, it's like a bar mitzvah for me. Like, I'm an atheist as well, but
they're
also
sort of tradition things rather than religious things.
I mean, I'm not sorry I was bar mitzvahed. I certainly am, you know, it's like just any other kind of form of study. I learned a lot of stuff, and
right.
It's cool. I mean, it just doesn't, you know.
And it's the ritual. It's the ritual kind of thing of a bar mitzvah as well, isn't it?
It's what it does for your parents, frankly.
Is
you
it?
Know,
right.
Bar mitzvah.
It's like your kid getting married or something. Right. As well, the same sort of thing.
Just matters more to, I think, the parents, to the adults in the room. They all feel like they've done something meaningful.
Right.
And
you're just like, give me the money. Give me the presents.
Once again, you know, like in 1970s Baltimore, there wasn't a lot of money flowing around. So my bar mitzvah was really about the damn Haftorah, which was so long. It's the liturgical, you know, portion that you read.
Yeah.
It was super long. Mine was about Noah and the Ark. I got a beautiful portion.
Oh, you get a different bit. The rabbi chooses which bit you read.
No, the calendar decides for you.
Oh, the calendar. Oh, I didn't realize that. I thought there was sort of certain. That's fascinating. You know, another thing in on The Good Wife. You know, I play a Jewish person. I'm not Jewish, but I play one on TV. And just yesterday we shot a scene which is the signing of the thing that you sign before you get married. Like Deluda or something.
Ketubah.
Ketubah, yes.
I knew that. Thanks.
He's Jewish. the ketubah, yeah. I'd never heard of it. It sounds like either a kind of a musical instrument or something like a submersive, you know, like a form of submarine or something.
Oh, it sounds to me like something you like have removed surgically.
Ketubah.
This is also a great musical theater artist, Stephen Schwartz, the composer.
I love him.
And he wrote this song for The Prince of Egypt. It was the signature song called When You Believe. It's sung by Mariah Carey Whitney Houston.
Shut up.
In the one duet that they did together. It won the Oscar.
Wow.
Have you never heard this?
I don't believe I have.
Okay, buckle up, sister.
Oh, God, I'm prepared. I'm girding my loins. Oh, already.
In this time of fear, when prayer so often proves in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here, my heart so full I can't explain, seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd.
I can't believe I've never heard that before.
I can't believe I've never heard that either. And I frankly feel like I just popped some cherry.
You did. My Mariah Whitney cherry.
And that is just a taste of my chat with Alan Cumming, coming up on season 2. To hear it, subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure you get the rest of the show and the series when we launch season 2 of The Naked American Songbook. The Naked American Songbook is a production of The Jonathan Channel, WNYC and WQXR in New York. I'm Julian Fleischer. Thanks for listening. Keep it naked.
Boom! God, that's such a great find.
Oh, I thought everybody knew it. Get a towel and subscribe on iTunes.